Some of you might be old enough to remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, a critical time for America and Russia during the Cold War of the early 1960s. Today, the Catholic Church is experiencing a missile crisis of its own, owing to a new translation of the Church's prayer book, or missal, used on a daily basis for Catholic worship. Will it spark a Cold War of another sort for the Catholic Church world? Here's Andrea Ray.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father.
If these words sound familiar, it's because they're from the Gloria of the Mass, though the version we've just heard is from a new translation of the Roman Missal due to be introduced later this year. This comes from the current Mass setting.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Only say the word, and I shall be healed.
And this is how the new translation puts it.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The Latin Mass was first translated into English after the Second Vatican Council and came into use in the 1970s. Father Paddy Jones is the director of the National Center for Liturgy in Maynooth.
Even within a few years of the use of the Missal when it came into use in St. Patrick's Day 1975, the intention always was to revisit it with the test of time to see the strengths and the weaknesses of the translation as it was then. And that's what happened. That initial work then was completed in 1998. But it was rejected by Rome because Rome, in fact, were about to bring out new norms on translation.
Father Hugh Kennedy is the administrator of St. Peter's Cathedral in Belfast.
The principles of 1965 and 1969 were not necessarily to translate each individual word, but a whole passage should be taken. And the sense of how to communicate that passage was a priority. Now, the present translation is based on a document that came out under Pope John Paul II called Liturgicum Authenticum. And it's emphasized very much that the whole text should be translated, literally word for word.
My name is Father Philip Endine. I'm a Jesuit priest and I work in Oxford teaching theology. It's clear that the translation we have been using for the last 30 to 40 years isn't entirely satisfactory. But I'm a little worried that the new version will make matters a great deal worse rather than better. It has always been accepted that the first version was produced really very quickly when we had no experience whatever of using English as a public liturgical language. What it needed was a revision and a tweaking according to the principles by which it was originally translated. In fact, this is a translation done on quite different principles, and my fear is that many people who've got very fond of the present translation will find the new text really very alienating, distant.
Some of the trouble surrounding the new missal has to do with the way in which the translation process has been overseen by the Vatican. Father Anthony Ruff is a Benedictine monk and professor of music and liturgy in Minnesota in the United States. He was involved in setting the revised liturgy to music.
There was a long process involving the International Commission on English and the Liturgy and all of the bishops of the English-speaking world. And we set the texts to music. But then the whole thing got hijacked in the last stage, and a small group from this committee called Vox Clara redid the whole text and changed things all over the place without consulting any of the bishops. And I was involved in resetting the chant for the changed text until right at the end I was terminated from my job because I have criticized the Holy See on internet.
In fact, there's been a lot of criticism of the Missal translation from various quarters, including the Association of Catholic Priests in Ireland, who issued a statement this week expressing their concerns that the translation is archaic, elitist, and obscure, produced without proper consultation and ignoring the concerns of priests, lay people, and especially women. Father Sean McDonough is a spokesperson for the association.
40, 50 years ago, you could say man was a common noun. You can't say that now. Every other organization, the United Nations, the British government, the BBC, if you are writing documents, it is now in inclusive language. And if it isn't, you raise serious questions. Why isn't it? Is there an ideological bias here? And we have to think that there might be. And I will never use sexist language if I can avoid it, because it's an insult to half the congregation in front of me who are women and who are at the heart of Christian communities right around Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland. And my poor mother, who died 10 years ago, she'd be appalled at this, a very pious woman, that something like this is happening in 2011.
Another criticism is that prayers in the new missal are often much longer than the current translation.
The prayer, for example, of the blessing of the ashes, Ash Wednesday, runs to 67 words. You know, you'd need the lungs of Pavarotti, or you'd be on the ground. You'd be needing more than ashes, you'd be needing the oil of the sick.
Monsignor Kevin McGinnell works with various organisations concerned with the use of common texts for worship across Christian denominations.
There has been sadness that we are not now going to use the same words, or that when we visit other churches, we won't be as familiar with responses and statements like the Creed and the Gloria.
God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made.
We are in a period that can be called an ecumenical autumn, where perhaps we are concentrating much more on ensuring our own continuation as particular churches. I think we're also reflecting very much on our own particular identities. And I think perhaps once we've moved on a bit, we'll perhaps appreciate more the need to work together and to reflect on what we're doing.
The new missal is to be introduced into general use this coming Advent, the end of November. Its severest critics among the clergy are advocating that the process be stopped and a new translation be put off for 5 or even 10 years. Others support an approach that brings the liturgy closer to its Latin roots. Whatever happens, it is certain that the debate will continue.
These translations should have taken more time to mature. And I think certainly the theological, the literal, but also the poetic aspect needs to be balanced. And I fear we've got maybe two of those, but not the third one this time.
Catholic Church has phenomenal resources to do this right, but they've decided not to. We are blessed in Ireland that we have some of the finest writers across the English-speaking world, poets, playwrights, and novelists. So anyone who comes in from that kind of background of sensitivity to language, every Sunday morning, this is going to grind into their faith.
It is certainly not a hopeful sign for ecumenism that this new text has been produced unilaterally by the Roman Catholic Church, and that, you know, the argument that we should not do separately what we could do together has cut no ice whatever.
You know, I really love this church, and I'm in it for life, and I see this problem, this missile crisis, as an opportunity and even a blessing, in that it calls me to speak the truth as I see it, humbly, and also with respect for other people who disagree with me.
At the moment, I think that the issue is to bring on board priests and people so that they know that these changes are happening, and then to explain those changes, and at the same time take the opportunity to understand better what the gift of the Eucharist is, and to celebrate it as well as possible.
Andrea Ray reporting on the Catholic Church's missal crisis.